the rest of the story. For Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Snow, it was to be one of the most important image-to-product correlations in company history. A photograph on the ivory box, the portrait of a young mother and her infant child. Wordlessly, it would say that ivory is the safest possible soap for diapers and baby clothing, and it would say much more, that the product was good and clean and pure, that it reflected the innocence of our wholesome American family ethic, even a subliminally projected relationship to the nativity might be suggested. And all on the box of Ivory Snow. That's what the ad men proposed to Procter & Gamble. A surefire campaign, a box cover that wouldn't quit. The company loved it. Now all that was left was to find the ivory mother. The perfect young lady to represent the product, to consummate the advertising concept. Models for the photograph were scouted high and low. Yet, as each filed in for review, it became apparent that the ivory image was more elusive, more delicately defined than even the ad men had imagined. If there was but a trace of sophistication, a hint of impurity in the visage of the ivory mother, that element would be subconsciously assimilated in the minds of the consumers, and the effectiveness of the campaign would be lost. Hope was not abandoned in Procter & Gamble's search for this face. And in 1971, the company's patience paid off. Her name was Marilyn Briggs, and she was interviewed. Her presence was the essence of innocence. The contract was signed. Marilyn Briggs was to be the young mother on the box of Ivory Snow. Well, she was a professional model, so the cameras did not intimidate her. An actress able to follow subtle direction. But most important of all, Marilyn projected the ivory image. The studio sessions worked like magic. She was a pale flower in the glare of the lights. Marilyn impressed even the no-nonsense technicians with the honesty of her mother's role. Her expression said it all, self-respect tempered with warmth, the adoration of her baby, the pride of her motherhood. Such a young lady would trust her child's blankets and clothing to nothing but Ivory Snow, and in that the product was honored by all things innocent and good. Not long after Marilyn's photo was released on the ivory box, Procter & Gamble Marketing proudly announced their statistics to the front office. Ivory sales were up. Obviously, the concept had been accepted by the consumers. In fact, by the spring of 1973, the angelic face of Marilyn Briggs graced the aisles of supermarkets from coast to coast. And until May, nobody even suspected that Marilyn Briggs was not Marilyn Briggs at all, but Marilyn Chambers. And Marilyn Chambers, the young woman whose gentle innocence sold soap flakes for at least two seasons, the model chosen by Procter & Gamble to represent American motherhood and Ivory Snow, had given the company a snow job of her own. Marilyn Chambers was in fact a starring actress in pornographic films. And now you know the rest of the story.